Really looking forward to the living room tonight on Wynn. Kicks off at 7:30. Barry Dubois is on to join us this morning. G'day, Baz.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Really good. Talk to us about tonight's episode. You're going to be dabbling in a bit of a bathroom reno. Is that correct tonight?
Yeah, one of my best. I'm going to go as far as saying one of my best, really. It was an old classic 70s three-way bathroom where the toilet's in its own little spot. And you know, it was very functional, but, you know, sort of tight and messy and over the years very worn. So what I do is just rip every wall out and create a big open space, bring in some skylights. And I go a little crazy, some might say, but I think a little bit foam with tile colours. And I'm really, really happy with it. I mean, so my idea is there that I reckon a lot of people might not try if they hadn't seen it. So that makes it exciting.
Oh, sweet.
Sounds luxurious. All right, tonight, 7:30, the living room. Hey, Baz, we've got some questions, some DIY building questions from listeners. Do you charge like a consultation fee, or can we give you some of these questions to answer?
you guys can get a bit of a, what do they used to call it? You can get one for free. I forget what they call it.
Sweet.
It's been so long since I've been paid.
Hey, we've got a question from Jace Flaxman. She's called you Daddy Barry. Is that your nickname?
No, but, you know.
No, that's what she's calling you.
I've been called worse.
She said, do you have any tips for hanging picture frames in a rental flat where you're not allowed to use hooks or mark the walls? How do you put up stuff in like a rental without damaging the walls?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're a sponsor or not, but I do use them, those 3M hooks. You know, if you get the right one for the right job, they're ideal. And what I love about it is you've got that little pull release when you want to take it off the wall. And it just makes it so easy. And as I said, you can get from like a half a kilo right up to 5 kilos with those things, and they're really, really good. But I also advise talking to the landlord, because I am a landlord, and landlords often like the fact that people take enough care to want to hang some art. So if you discuss it and have a conversation with the landlord, they might say, yeah, let's a picture works there. Let's put one there, and you could put a more permanent hanger.
Oh, you'd be a great landlord then, sounds like, Baz.
Well, you know, if you communicate with your tenants and your tenants communicate with the landlord, you just have a better relationship. I love discussion,
yeah,
and compromise is a great way to happiness.
Okay, we've got another question from Brooke. She says, my curtain rod in my bedroom has completely come out of the wall from holding too many clothes on it. Can this be a DIY fix, or shall I leave it to the experts?
No, definitely a DIY fix, that one. If it's into the architrave around the timber, just unscrew the screw, put a match in there to fill up the hole, and the screw should be tight again. If it's into the gibrock and it's her own home, I would suggest just backing it. So cut a little larger hole than what's already there, put some new gibrock sheeting in, plaster over that. But there's some great little, in your local hardware store, some great little patch and fix kits. They come with just a small amount of plaster, and they generally have the cornice plaster, which is a bit harder. And, you know, a bit of practice. What can go wrong? The worst that can happen is you might have a bit of extra sanding before you paint it.
Mate, it's so good to have some actual manly expertise on the show, because they don't get it from me at all. So it's fantastic to have
everyone. I'm going to say, some of the best tradesmen I know are womanly tradesmen as well. I mean, some of my best... One of the best carpentry tips I've ever got are from Lauren McCloskey. She's one of the best female carpenters I've ever seen.
Unreal. Well, you can see Barry tonight in action on the living room, 7:30 on Wynn. We're so excited to see you, Baz. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Take care.